Welcome to the Mastering B2B Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Jesus McDonald. Enjoy the show. So someone reached out to me on LinkedIn, and I won't share their name for privacy reasons. And he said, "Hey, Jesus, I've been following your content on LinkedIn. I love your videos. I really love what you're putting out there. And it's crazy. Just doesn't engage with any of my stuff. Doesn't like, doesn't comment, doesn't share, doesn't do any of that. But he's viewing it. He's viewing it. He's watching it, right? He's reading my post. So lurkers, I love them. Oh, you need them though. You need them." But he said, "I'm a B2B marketer. I'm trying to transition to running my own agency." I think he's trying to run a B2B marketing agency. He said, "What was your thinking process? What feelings were you feeling? Here are my fears about it. How do you deal with those fears?" And I'm not here to be a therapist or anything like that, but I did want to share a little short story about my journey, how I transitioned out. I'm not going to focus on the culture, the CEO, all this other stuff that we love talking about. I want to just focus about the way I went about it transitioning out, because there are a lot of marketers out there that they love their 9-to-5, but they want to do maybe a side hustle when it comes to consulting or B2B marketing services. And they want to do that part-time. There are marketers out there that want to leave their 9-to-5 job. It's all over LinkedIn, and they want to go start their own agency, which I think is awesome. So let me share my story and how I went about it. And I'll give you some tips, some advice as well too. Now, it would be a mistake to just listen to this episode and just go run and do it. I want you to listen to this episode, think about it, and get a lot of advice about it. Because that's exactly what I did. I got a ton of advice. I got a ton of advice from other marketers, from entrepreneurs, from family, from friends, from different walks of life, different professions, everything. And you want to do that. It's a big decision that you're going to make, even if it's part-time. You got to understand the market, the need in the market. You understand what type of customers, narrow down your ideal customer persona. Trust me, you want to do this if you're going to start your own company. The ones that are like, if they got the money, I'll pay for it. Hey, if they have this type of character or personality, I'll work with them. That stuff doesn't work and it doesn't last long, and you can't grow like that. Some people would argue, but I haven't seen that. And talking to other industry partners that are in the B2B marketing space, they haven't shared that with me either. They're all very focused on the title of person they're trying to attract, the industry they're trying to attract, the company size they're trying to attract, the annual revenue of the company that they're trying to attract. I mean, the list goes on. So you want to get very specific about your ideal customer persona. Now, my wife and I got a lot of advice. I threw all the advice on the table. I looked at it and I said, which one best fits our life and where I'm trying to go with it. So that was big. And having kids also changes that a little bit, because family is the priority for me. So I'm also sharing with you what my priorities are too. Families, God and family is the priority. Friends, all that stuff. Work is actually at the bottom for me. I'm not saying the quality of work is at the bottom. I'm just saying on my priority list, work is at the bottom for me. Your priority list might be different. Maybe work is at the top for you. Maybe it's in the middle. I don't know. But I want to share that just to give some context as to why I do what I do. So I talked to my wife after getting all this advice, and I said, we both agreed on, hey, until your business that you're doing, let's start part-time. And then we agreed that once it makes the income that matches my salary as a corporate marketer, then that would be the perfect time to put in my 2 weeks and go full throttle on this WordPress web dev agency. And so that's what we did. It took about 3 to 4 or 5 clients to meet that salary. And then I was nervous. I was like, shoot, okay, this is really happening. I was nervous to talk to my CEO about it. I was afraid of him criticizing me. I reported directly to the CEO. I was scared of him judging me. I was afraid that he might want me less than 2 weeks. Maybe he wants me to stay longer than 2 weeks. I didn't know, and I couldn't control it. I get fearful about the unknown, which is usually the future. And I took him out to lunch. It was great conversation, super supportive. And this is the thing I wanted to talk about, which is I told the guy on LinkedIn that reached out to me. I said, fear is the most dominating negative emotion that will stop you from reaching your dreams, your goals, your wants. Seriously. It's all internal. Just like I shared about how I was feeling towards my CEO, the nervousness. And I did a lot of work on myself, emotional awareness, because this happens to me daily. When I was a corporate marketer to now as an entrepreneur, okay? It doesn't matter if I'm part-time or full-time entrepreneur. I'm full-time now, but it doesn't matter what stage in life you're at or what profession you have. I carried this, and it's normal. We're all humans, and it's okay to talk about it. So I started thinking about, okay, fear looks different. Nervousness, fear. Terrified, fear. Insecurities, fear. Worried, fear. Scared, fear. I started educating myself on this because self-awareness is really important for me, because the more aware I am, the more I'm able to take different actions. The more I'm able to think clearly, the more I'm able to process those fears and tackle them. So the last thing I want to do is react out of fear, make a decision out of fear. Just giving you guys context. So I had those fears. Even now, running my WordPress web dev agency full time, I have fears. I have fears of losing a customer, not getting enough new business, social media content. Am I creating valuable content? Is this podcast episode valuable? I think so. I had one or two marketers reach out to me about it and want to know about my journey and how I handle the fears and, or what type of fears I had and, you know, how do I deal with those kind of things? So I'm like, everyone's posting about trying to do entrepreneurship on LinkedIn, and there's a lot of marketers that are doing it. So I'm like, this seems like a great topic to talk about, but I kind of have the fear that maybe it isn't, but I don't let it stop me from making this episode. That's the beauty of it. So it is possible to overcome your fear. The way I tackle it is writing it out, pen and paper, or your notes app if you're on your phone all the time. And that's the way I tackle it. I write them all out. Sometimes I write in paragraph form. Sometimes I just list them out. And that helps me to identify them. And it helps me to know what's true and what's not true. So for example, I get sometimes very nervous, afraid that, man, in client meetings, they don't want to do any work with us. They're going to drop us as their service provider, website partner. I get into the meeting. They love us. They love all the work that we're doing. They're ready to write us a review. It's all internal. And that's all normal. But then that helps me to understand that... Oh, look, my kid's here. You want to say hi?
Who's that?
I'm making a podcast episode.
What's called podcast episode?
You want to say hi? Say hi.
Hi.
So we do put the video version of this on YouTube if you want to see my cute kid. And then my infant daughter is in the background crying. But this is life. This is priceless. I don't get this if I worked in an office. But anyways, that's how I handled the fear. That's how I made the transition. I hope this was super valuable and helpful. I got to run. We're going to transition to lunch. And I want to take care of the family too. But this is one thing that I hope brings you guys value. And then if you guys have any other questions, I'm opening up my calendar to talk to marketers around, career advice, how to transition out to running your own agency, whether that's part-time or full-time. So let me know. Send me a LinkedIn DM. If you're on TikTok, send me a DM there too. And let's put something on the calendar. Let's chat. Hey everyone, thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Mastering B2B Marketing Podcast. If you've been getting value from this podcast, please leave us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts in the review section. It will mean a lot to me. And lastly, make it a great day.